Seems that more and more these days, new cars are loaded with all sorts of goodies and gizmos crammed into the dashboard and the steering wheel. Lots of these are designed to be voice-activated or hands-free, so you can change the song, make a call, update your Facebook status, all while supposedly keeping your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel and keeping us safer.
Well, not so fast. According to a pair of new studies, these devices might actually be doing more harm than good, and many of the systems in today's cars are causing distraction for drivers, in some cases more so than a cell phone conversation.
Joining us now is study leader David Strayer. He's a professor of psychology at the University of Utah and director of the Applied Cognition Lab, where he studies distracted driving. David, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So, David, as we said, you know, cars these days, they come with a lot of bells and whistles, a lot of technology to keep pace with the gadget-heavy world that we live in. So for anyone who hasn't been to the car dealership today, can you give us a sense of what's out there?
Well, almost every car has a color display. Some of them are large, bigger than your computer, probably in your office, 17 inches in some cases. They come with voice-activated technology so that you can talk to your car, in some cases update Facebook, but in almost all cases it allows you to place an outgoing call or change the radio or change the temperature in some cases. So they've become very sophisticated. In many remarks, it's actually starting to become as sophisticated as what you see in terms of the cockpit of an airplane. But unlike an airplane that's been kind of refined so that it doesn't overload the driver, in many cases, the technology's in there without having fully been evaluated for making sure that it's easy to use.
And that's where your new study's coming in, trying to evaluate the impact of these technologies. What are you looking to measure, and how did you conduct these studies?
So this is a large-scale project that we worked on with the AAA Foundation. And so we, to begin with, how we did it was we used the methodology that was used to evaluate pilot workload. We used the precise techniques in terms of physiological measures and other techniques that verified the workload of the Apache helicopter, at least in prototype. And then we tested, in one case, six of the different auto manufacturers when people were trying to use voice dialing or changing the radio, and then used a scale that we developed to rate how difficult the systems were. And then compared that to other things that have been in the car for, 70 or 80 years, like listening to the radio and such. And what we found was that if you look at activities like the voice dialing placing an outgoing call, some of the systems were actually relatively easy to use, not any different than listening to a book on tape. And others were more than twice as difficult to use, frustrating enough that people were swearing at their cars because it simply just wasn't doing what they wanted.
Well, it's interesting that all of these systems come with, you know, different applied risks depending on how hard or easy they are. What was the most distracting for drivers?
What we found is whenever there was a system made errors. So it simply, you told it to do something like change the radio and instead it changed the air conditioning. or you told it to place an outgoing call and it dialed somebody else. The systems that were error prone and just unpredictable in terms of their behavior really frustrated the driver. The worst case for us in the studies that we did were interactions with Siri, when people were actually using Siri to send text messages or post to Facebook or change their calendar. Functions that are currently available and if people have Siri, they may well be trying to do that while they're driving. And on our 5-point scale, where 5 is the worst possible thing we could imagine in terms of mental cognitive overload, Siri was a 4. So pretty close to that high-level mark.
So I laughed at a couple of those stories gone wrong. But the serious downside is if you start to get these malfunctions with Siri or others, that is actually, as you try to correct the error, I suppose, taking even more of your attention, creating more distraction than most other things you'd do in a car.
See, we think about distraction as basically the byproduct of something that's competing for attention with the driver's primary goal of staying on the road. And there are lots of things that have been around for, you know, years, eating and talking to passengers, listening to the radio. But these new technologies are so mentally demanding, and when they go wrong and say they're calling your boss when you've decided to call in sick and are out playing golf or something like that. Those things turn out to be extremely competing in terms of the amount of attention that goes to the task of driving. And you may actually make driving be the secondary task. And then what happens is, what we find is, and these are on-road studies too, so these are actually looking at people there in residential sections in Salt Lake where we did the testing, people would stop looking in crosswalks for pedestrians. So these are things where it's putting other people, cars, and pedestrians at risk as people struggle with this technology.
And an ethical point, I believe you had someone in the passenger seat to watch for those moments when the drivers in the real world didn't see that pedestrian.
Yeah, we were definitely worried and concerned about the fact that we're having people do things that has the potential to be a distraction. When we have a set of driving simulators in my laboratory, too, and when we would actually have people drive without the extra spotter, we had like two people crash in the driving simulator when they're trying to, you know, interact with Siri. So we put a spotter in the passenger seat whose sole job was to just kind of identify if there were pedestrians or traffic or other kinds of things that the driver should avoid, just to try and make it so that we wouldn't cause harm on the road.
One thing that did strike me looking at your list of activities that could distract you in the car, all the way up to, you know, something like Siri, which was very distracting, is that just about anything you do in a car besides driving is distracting. Talking to people is distracting. Listening to the radio or an online tape, that's really distracting. I mean, is the takeaway here that to be really safe, all we should really do is drive in stoic silence?
No. I think actually, we need to be careful about how we allocate our attention, but on our 5-point scale, listening to a radio was 1.2. So just a little bit above what we would see if you were just not doing anything else. So we're not so worried about listening to the radio. We're not so worried about listening to an audiobook. Talking to a passenger, it turns out that passenger, if they're an adult, they have an extra set of eyes, and so they help the driver out even if they become distracted. Of course, that doesn't work with teens, but for adults, you basically get that protective effect. So there are plenty of things you can do. When you get to activities like talking on a cell phone, that pushes to a little over 2. So for many people, that's when you're starting to say that's where we need to start worrying about some of that technology, and there are clear cases of crashes and fatalities on our highways because of people who are chatting and blow right through an intersection. But what happens is the voice-based technologies to send text messages, many of the cars are being equipped with that, or to do more even sophisticated and complicated things like updating Facebook and the like. Those things push to level 3 or even 4. So when the dialogue used to be about distraction and cell phones, that's still present, but there's a lot of new things that are put in the car that are actually substantially and measurably worse.
We're talking with David Strayer of the University of Utah about in-car technology and distracted driving. He's been doing research on that. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234.
Do you have technology like this in your car? Do you use it? And if so, do you find it more distracting than maybe what it's worth? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. How do you feel about other drivers on the road using technology like this? You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll pick up that conversation in just a moment, but first, Cheryl Gasser joins us in the studio because it's the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. Your gift makes a huge difference. It makes Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Step up now and be counted as a supporter with your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Rob, last hour we heard from 30 listeners, including 17 brand new members to Wisconsin Public Radio. Welcome and thank you for all of those pledges. Now, during our final Central Time hour of this fall membership drive, our goal is to get 16 pledges, but I think we can go higher than that.
And you'll want to make that pledge because your gift of any amount automatically enters you in a drawing for 2 tickets on a WPR trip. Help us meet this goal and get entered into that drawing by making a contribution now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
As a public radio listener, you're smart and you want to know what's going on both in the news and in the culture around us. And we're right here with you exploring all of those angles here on Central Time.
And as we just heard, if you're listening while driving, it's one of the least distracting activities you could do out there. I was very happy to hear that. Make your pledge. We're grateful for your support. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And everyone who pledges this drive will be entered into a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. You get to choose. Maybe it's the Rhine River or France or Alaska with Joy Cardine. You could be the lucky winner when you make a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you don't have to pledge to participate. You can send a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone number to WPR Trip Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Enter by sending that postcard, or better yet, by making a pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like a half-calf small mocha, soy milk, no whipped cream.
Sure, we'll get that for you right away. I see you're doing a search on your phone there. I'm curious, don't you think searching on the web is basically consuming information? But when we actually read a book, we're seeking knowledge?
What?
I mean, modern information theory, what the early computer scientists used when they invented the computer. It just stripped meaning out of everything, you know? Facts are nice, but ideas have real meaning.
Sure. Is that mocha ready yet?
Yeah, just a second. But we have time for one more question. Do you think science and poetry are related?
No.
Really? Not at all? Don't you want a bit of poetry in your own life?
Nope. Just my coffee.
Yes, Steve Paulson could be a barista. But isn't it better that he's on to the best of our knowledge? Your support makes WPR programs possible and gives you something to talk about over coffee. Give now. Here's someone to tell you how.
Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's Central Time. Cheryl Gasser joins us in the studio asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio during this fall membership drive. Maybe your gift will be $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
And you can make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Now, since we launched our Sustainer program, thousands of members have made the switch to providing a steady, reliable stream of support to WPR. You make monthly automatic gifts. That security comes with benefits both for you and for Wisconsin Public Radio.
Then we can focus more of our resources on programming. And you don't have to remember to renew your membership each year because it automatically rolls over. Become a sustainer today at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 with a gift of $10 a month or whatever amount you choose.
People who listen, you provide the most significant share of Wisconsin Public Radio's budget. Your donation comes with no strings attached, so we can invest it in programs like Central Time that deliver the greatest value to you.
Your contribution keeps independent public service radio on the air for you and the entire community. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now during this final Friday of the drive. It's a great thing to do with just about 3 minutes of your time. All we need to know is your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Your gift supports the stories and the programs that keep you connected to the world. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you might be wondering how much you should give. Well, that is completely up to you. A contribution of any amount will be turned into great programs, programs like Central Time that keep you informed and entertained all year long.
So make your pledge in any amount for that information you're going to get, the entertainment, the inspiration you'll get. Maybe you've heard something on WPR, maybe on Central Time, that changed the way you do something in your life, changed the way you think about an issue. Well, isn't that worth something? Isn't that worth a little bit of money? Make a pledge. Contribute to great public radio here at WPR at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Looking for 12 pledges in the next 40 minutes or so? Make your pledge in support of Central Time on this final day of the drive for the weekdays for Central Time. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrat.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're talking with David Strayer of the University of Utah about in-car technology and distracted driving. He was the leader on two new studies which show that hands-free and voice-activated technologies, despite their intentions, are actually distracting drivers.
And you can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Do you have this kind of voice-activated technology in your car? Do you use it? And if so, do you find yourself distracted by it? 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go right to a caller. We've got Michael on the line in Milwaukee. Michael, hi.
Hi. David, I was wondering if age was taken into consideration of the study. I am 22 years old. I'm actually calling from my car technology right now. And I know I have a lot better, a lot easier time using these kinds of things than, say, my mother, who's in her 50s.
Michael, interesting thought. David, did you look at this by age?
So we've looked at people in my lab from 16 to 92. The most recent research was people who've had an average of about 25 years of age, but between the ages of 20 and 40. But we would expect that as you start to get older, probably not in the 50s, but if you start to move more into the mid-60s, that interacting with this technology can become more difficult just because of the traditional attentional demands that start to increase and become a bit more challenging in older age. So, in fact, to some extent, the caller's right that if one of the groups that we're going to expect to have a difficult time kind of interacting with this technology are some of the older adults as they try and purchase these systems.
Well, Michael, thanks a lot for that call and that question. And we're going to move on next to Pat joining us in Duluth. Hi, Pat.
Hi. We just got a new car this summer, and it's a model that has a little camera in the back so that when you back up or make a right-hand turn, there's a screen that comes on. And I noticed three times where backing down our driveway, two times I could have potentially hit the mailman because I didn't look there. I was watching the screen, and that was a terrifying thought. But the worst was in a parking lot I was backing up, and for some reason, I did not notice the person behind the car. And this young man shouted, "I'm right behind you." And so I've stopped using that screen, and I've gone back to turning my head around and to the sides and using my eyes. And maybe that doesn't make sense, but that was my experience. And the other thing that's very odd is I began to feel sort of that the car could do more than a normal car could with all this stuff. And so that was just a feeling I had in the beginning.
Okay,
the other thing is changing, like if you have the radio on and you want to go to a CD, that screen is there and you're pushing it. I think that's a distraction too, potentially.
Okay, thank you, Pat. I mean, David, is this a case of over-reliance on technology maybe leading to, I don't know, complacency? Not that Pat is being complacent. It's a hard thing to learn new habits, but do we over-rely on technology?
See, I think what she just described is a classic case of unintended consequences. And so the backup camera that she describes clearly provides some information that you didn't have before. But if you rely on that backup camera without looking over your shoulder, you're ignoring all the other information that you would have gathered before as you're trying to back up. And as a consequence, you can clearly have situations where you almost run over somebody that you wouldn't have before if you just didn't have that technology. So, you know, it's one of these things where when you start to rely on technology, it may change the way that the driver behaves and may actually have them, they'll stop doing kinds of things that were conferring safety. And you may have at least some accidents are directly the result of this unintended new technology in the vehicle.
Well, another consequence, maybe, I can't imagine anybody would flip open their laptop to do a Facebook update while driving on the highway. But with this voice-activated thing, is this, in effect, actively encouraging us to do distracting stuff that we wouldn't have even thought to do before?
I think that's certainly one of the concerns, is that there's all these functions that you would just maybe not even had the possibility of doing before. Certainly 5 or 10 years ago, some of that technology didn't exist. I don't know, Facebook's not 10 years old, and certainly some of the connectivity that the cars are allowing now, just is all of a sudden kind of creating this smorgasbord of distracting technologies without necessarily some clear guidance about what you might versus might not be able to do safely. And that's really what we were trying to do with the project, was to say, you know, there are certain things you may be able to do in the vehicle that maybe you shouldn't do. And the activities that are really the things that are probably the most reasonable to do are things that support the driver in terms of, you know, driving. You can use voice-based technology to change the temperature and do a variety of other kinds of things. But maybe social media isn't one of those that mixes well with driving.
Right. Well, let's go a little deeper in that direction. So it seems safe to say that consumers do want technology like this, but what can automakers do to make them safer?
That was part of our research, was to try and identify what would happen. We learned, for example, the act of talking, speaking like I'm doing now, is far more mentally demanding than the act of listening. So we could develop, if you were going to have a system where you were going to be interacting with mail messages on the way into work, you could set that up so that you could listen to the messages, but you just couldn't send a reply back till you got to the office. That changes the workload from a Category 3, if you're trying to both read and reply to messages, to a Category 2, a little bit lower workload than we see with talking on a cell phone. So by kind of developing and kind of identifying exactly why we're distracted by various kinds of things, we can then basically say maybe you shouldn't do these kinds of activities because they're too demanding, but here's a set of activities that's nowhere near as mentally draining.
All right, David, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
David Strayer is a professor of psychology at the University of Utah. He's director of the Applied Cognition Lab, where he studies distracted driving. Remember, during our fall membership drive, you can show your support for conversations like this with your pledge of any amount right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A pledge of any amount matters, and it really does make a difference. Whatever amount feels right to you, whatever amount is comfortable in your budget and suits how much you actually listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, that's exactly the right amount. You get to pick. Make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Just a half hour left to pledge during Central Time during this whole pledge drive. And remember, with a pledge of any amount, you'll automatically be entered into the drawing for tickets for two to one of three trips along the Rhine River in Europe, a trip to Alaska, and then a trip to France. So support great public radio and get entered into that drawing with a pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. When you make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, you're making a pledge to the community, community of listeners and learners and people like you who share common interests. Support that community and be a part of it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks. This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. I'm Veronica Rickert with Cheryl Gasser. We're here to ask you to invest a few minutes of time to support the programs you rely on, programs like Central Time. Make your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've got some great news on this last weekday of the pledge drive for Central Time. We had a goal. It was 16 pledges. We have exceeded that goal by one, but there is still 14 minutes left in this final hour. So let's hear from you. Let's see how many pledges we can get in support of Wisconsin Public Radio and Central Time in the next 24 minutes. And here is another great reason to become a member.
That's right. Give any amount and you're entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip. You'd get to choose to cruise along the Rhine River in Europe, discover Alaska, or maybe you'd like to sample the French lifestyle.
If you've already given this drive or previously, or maybe you're a sustainer, thank you so very much for your support. We couldn't do what we do here at Wisconsin Public Radio without you. But if you haven't, the time is now. The drive is almost over, so don't delay. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The Ideas Network is with you all day long. Whether you ride to work with us, maybe you run errands with us or cook dinner with us, you get interesting discussions whenever you want them. We're always here, and you make that possible with your donation. Wisconsin Public Radio wouldn't be what it is without your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you can, share your passion for WPR by becoming a member of the 9XM Leadership Circle with a pledge of $100 or more per month. We rely on member support, your support, to make great radio.
Gifts of $100 a month or $1,200 for the year are a great help. They help us stay strong and continue to grow with a leadership gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, not many radio stations have a mission to inform, inspire, and engage their listeners, but we do here at Wisconsin Public Radio. They're our core values.
It's not something we do for you. It's something you do for yourself and the community, because listener support is what makes all of this possible. Contribute now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Joy Cardine. I'll be taking a WPR trip to Alaska, and you could join me. Here's how. This membership drive, we're having a Choose Your Own Adventure drawing. If you're the lucky winner, you and your best friend can choose from among three possible trips. When you choose Alaska, we'll take a cruise along the coast, making stops to visit towns, glaciers, and gardens. I hope we'll see plenty of wildlife at a safe distance. Your pledge of any amount gets you entered, but no contribution is necessary to win. Sustainers, you're automatically entered. Learn about all the trips and the fine print at WPR.org/drawing. Or enter with your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Good luck.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during this fall membership drive. I'm Veronica Rickert here with Cheryl Gasser asking for your support of WPR. Your gift of $10 a month or $15 a month, whatever amount you decide on, that's the right amount.
And you can make that pledge at WPR.org. Public radio is a partnership. Wisconsin Public Radio and NPR work together to bring you great news coverage. And public radio hosts like Rob and Veronica and producers and reporters, they're all in partnership with you, the listeners.
We receive money from the government, some of it, but the single largest part comes from you, from listeners who depend on WPR every single day. Take a few moments right now to join the public radio partnership with a donation of $5 a month or whatever amount is right for your budget at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio, here we work on the honor system. You don't have to pay for your listening, but the whole thing works because you do choose to support it. Now, how about a pledge right now during this final hour of Central Time during the fall membership drive? Make a pledge right now of, say, $10 a month.
You decide the amount, and then you go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift supports the programs that you hear every day on Wisconsin Public Radio.
We've heard from a dozen new listeners so far this hour and five returning members. Thank you so much. How about you? We'd love to hear from you now. Just 20 minutes to go in this final hour of Central Time for the pledge drive. You've been meaning to pledge all week. We'd love to hear from you now with your pledge of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you're a sustaining member, we want to thank you for that. Maybe make today the day you increase your support of WPR by $5 a month or whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're closing in on your last chance to support Central Time in this fall pledge drive. Make your contribution now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're inviting you to call in now. Tonight is the debate, the first debate for governor between the two major party candidates, Governor Scott Walker and challenger Democrat Mary Burke. We want to know from you, what issues do you want to hear the candidates address? What question would you ask the two of them? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Call in and let us know what you would like to hear at tonight's gubernatorial debate.
We talked to WPR's news director Michael Leland earlier in the show, and he said Governor Walker is viewing this as a conversation with the people of Wisconsin to really make the case that he deserves a second term as governor. And Mary Burke, he sees as using this as an opportunity to really get out front and center, introduce herself to people who may not know her. She doesn't necessarily have the name recognition of the governor, so this is her chance to be in the spotlight and be really introduced to people.
Again, you can call in at 800-642-1234. Let us know what you want to hear in the debate for governor tonight. By the way, that debate begins at 7. It's being broadcast live on WEAU and about 100 radio and television stations, including statewide on public television as well as nationally on C-SPAN and, of course, here on Wisconsin Public Radio as well. So in anticipation of that debate, we are taking your calls, your thoughts on what you want to hear asked, what you want to hear from the candidates. 800-642-1234 is the number.
And we're also curious, do you often change your thoughts based on these debates? Now, experience has shown us that debates don't often swing the needle very much unless something very controversial gets said, unless there's a big soundbitey moment, something maybe a little surprising. What do you expect out of this debate? Do you expect it to change your mind, or are you going in with your mind already made up? Call us at 800-642-1234. 1234, or you can also email talk at WPR.org.
We'll go to our callers now. We've got Maddie with us in Waupaca. Maddie, hi.
Hi. I wish somebody would ask them, that it was reported either today or yesterday on the news that the insurance costs for the citizens of the state of Wisconsin were so much higher than the insurance cost for the citizens of the state of Minnesota. And the reason seemed to be because of the way that Governor Walker has handled the insurance situation.
All right, Maddie, thanks a lot for that's Maddie's suggestion for a question for the candidates for governor in tonight's debate. You can join in at 800-642-1234.
And it's worth pointing out that WPR's Sean Johnson will be there tonight. He'll be one of the folks asking questions. I imagine he's got his questions figured out, but you never know. He may be listening now. Thanks for that call. We're going to go next to Mary in Elmwood, and you can join as well at 800-642-1234. What would you like to ask the candidates for governor of Wisconsin tonight? Mary, hi, you're on the air.
Thank you. I would like to ask the governor, governors how they propose to fund a dual education system in Wisconsin, being that Governor Walker is saying he wants to continue with providing private or vouchers for private schools. And so my question is, how can we afford to pay for two school systems as taxpayers?
Okay, thank you so much for that, Mary. And it's something that has been in the news a lot lately, something that will be moving forward in Wisconsin. That's Mary's question.
And a lot of these questions may be tackled. I know the WPR news team is pulling together a series of features that will be airing on Central Time in the coming weeks. They will be tapping into a lot of these issues that are coming up in the race. So stick around. You may get maybe not answers to the questions, but further exploration of the issues you're raising. Back to the phones now. We've got Karen on the line in Madison. Karen, hi.
Hi. My question really is for Mary Burke, because the governor has already showed his colors on this issue. He put into place the law, the voter ID law, that has caused so much problems and really restricts people's right to vote, and makes for there were only 7 people that erroneously voted last time, and they were mostly felons, didn't know they couldn't vote. So, but we've had all this upheaval and really restriction on voting. That's number one. Number two is I want to know why Governor Walker spent $1 million traveling out of state over the last years, and what was he doing? He did not spend taxpayer money, but he traveled out of the state, and on flights he spent $1 million. Now, what was he doing and why wasn't he here?
Karen, thanks a lot for those suggestions. You can join in at 800-642-1234, getting your thoughts on issues you'd like raised in tonight's debate for governor.
Okay, we're going to go on now and speak with David in Appleton. Hi, David.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks. What do you want to bring up?
I love the show, and thanks for bringing this to the public.
Thank you.
My question is about corrections reform. It's absolutely ridiculous the amount of people that we have incarcerated, especially nonviolent offenders, in the state of Wisconsin. I know Governor Walker's position on it. I'd like to know what Mary Burke's going to do about it. And the fact is that the neighboring state of Minnesota incarcerates roughly 6,500 people, and Wisconsin is over 21,000 people, right? Most of whom are nonviolent and probation violators that could be handled within the community. And I'd like to know what they're going to do about it, frankly.
Okay. Thank you so much, David. Again, an issue that we have been tracking here on Central Time. And I know that WPR's reporter Gil Halstead is at something he follows as well. We'll see if that comes up in the debate tonight.
We go now to Ken with us on the line in Milwaukee. Ken, hi. You're on the air.
Hi. Yes. Thank you very much for taking my call. The issue that I'm interested in is given that Wisconsin has been designated as the worst place in America to raise a black child, I'd be interested to know what each of the candidates are interested in doing about that.
Interesting. Ken, thanks a lot. A reminder, we are asking for your thoughts on things you'd like to see brought up in tonight's debate for governor. If you could ask the two candidates one question, what would it be? Call in at 800-642-1234. Line just opened up if you've gotten a busy signal.
And we're going to go next to Jody. Jody joins us from Oconomowoc. Hi, Jody.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. The question that I would ask probably wouldn't be of both of the candidates, but I would like to ask Governor Walker to maybe do an explanation or compare and contrast of just how the accusations about Mary Burke's plagiarism with her business plan is any different or similar to his own ALEC legislation that he used in his budget repair bill, because much of that legislation was written by ALEC and by ALEC lawyers.
And Jody, and I want to ask you, will you be watching tonight?
Oh, you bet.
And do you expect what you hear there to change your mind?
You know, I really doubt that my mind can be changed.
All right. Thanks a lot. We appreciate you calling, Jody.
And we'll go to Doug next in Waukesha. Doug, hi.
Good afternoon. Thank you. My question would be for Mary Burke. I'd be curious to hear how she would, square her use of offshore employees in China with her desire to raise the minimum wage in Wisconsin, and why she wouldn't feel that would force companies like hers to move more jobs overseas.
Doug, thanks a lot. A lot of great questions from our listeners. A lot of great questions I'm sure will be asked in tonight's debate as well. And we'll be following up on the debate on the Joy Cardine Show Monday morning. I know Sean Johnson will be on that panel tonight. We'll break down some of what happened. So tune into the Ideas Network Monday morning at 7 for follow-up on tonight's debate in the race for governor.
Right now, this is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. I'm Veronica Rickard here with Rob Ferret and Cheryl Gasser. We're here to ask you to invest a few minutes of time to support your future WPR listening. Make your gift now at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
And if you are a procrastinator, the time is now. We have about 8.5 minutes left in Central Time for this fall pledge drive. We'd love to hear from you now with your pledge of support. We've made our hourly goal, but let's go out with a bang. Let's hear from you now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've heard from 15 first-time members this hour alone, which is fantastic. That is so great to see. Thank you for joining the Wisconsin Public Radio team. Now, how about you? And here's an extra reason to make that first pledge now. Give any amount and you're entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip. Cruise along the Rhine River in Europe, discover Alaska, sample the French lifestyle. Your choice if you win. Make that pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You tune into WPR every day, and there's always something interesting on, always something you can talk about with your family and your friends, something to chew on, something to think about. You always learn something new. Make a pledge for that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think about all of the things you've learned about today alone on Central Time. You heard the Wisconsin News Roundup with Michael Leland. We talked about backyard bees. We took your calls on the issues that you want to hear about in tonight's first gubernatorial debate. It's such a great mix of conversations, guests. Rob and Veronica do an amazing job. And then there's you. You are part of the conversation. You are part of the Central Time team when you listen. And we're asking you to pledge your support financially at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And maybe you're interested in playing a larger role in support of Wisconsin Public Radio. The 9XM Leadership Circle is a growing group of listeners who contribute $1,200 or more a year to support WPR programs.
Leadership Circle members value the compelling public radio programming that so many people in our communities rely on. They want to make sure it's going to be here today, tomorrow, for everybody who listens. If you'd like to increase your support to WPR and join the 9XM Leadership Circle, go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So I've been living in Wisconsin for roughly the last 20 years. I came here for school. I think I became a member when I was in my mid-20s. Whenever I could, I would try to send $20 or something and whatever I could manage at that time. I've always imagined that it would be fun to be a philanthropist, and if I thought something was really a wonderful cause that I could give them $1 million, just, you know, open my checkbook. There are not nearly as many zeros involved, but in a small way, I'm a small-scale philanthropist. It definitely feels like money that's going to a good cause. When I became a sustainer, it felt like there was an additional connection. To me, it's a no-brainer. When I became a sustainer, it just made things that much better. Sort of like the way it felt when I got married a couple years ago. I loved him a lot, but when I married him, it felt even that much better. My name is Lisa, and I live in Monona, Wisconsin. I really enjoy being a sustainer, and I encourage you to do the same.
Make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Rob and Veronica here with Cheryl Gasser asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during this fall membership drive. Whether your pledge is $5 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and we really do count on your gift.
Giving to Wisconsin Public Radio, it's easy. All we need is your name, your contact information, the amount of your pledge, and how you'd like to pay it.
You can make a one-time gift or, hey, better yet, start automatic sustaining donations directly from your bank account. You get to choose how to give and then make that contribution. Make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio and Central Time at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You listen to Wisconsin Public Radio every day. You know how important it is to you. Now consider that, hey, maybe you want it to be there for the next generation.
You want them to have the same quality news, information, music and entertainment that's nourished you. And we've heard some parents just this afternoon alone who've said their children have wanted to support Wisconsin Public Radio. Well, your pledge of support today is a building block for a stable future.
So invest in quality radio for yourself and for the next generation. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, it is the last 3 minutes of Central Time during this pledge drive. Let's have as many members make pledges as we can in that 3 minutes. Let's get a flurry end on a really high note. Here's a little extra incentive. A pledge of any amount enters you into a drawing for 2 tickets on a WPR trip. Donate for great public radio and donate for your chance to travel along the Rhine River in Europe or see Alaska or tour France.
Your pledge right now helps keep this program going strong and it enters you in a drawing for a trip of your choice. Make your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, maybe you've never pledged WPR before. Well, today, during the final few minutes of Central Time, you can find out how it feels.
And I tell you, it feels great. It feels great to support something you love, something that you count on, something you use every day. Put your money where your values are. When you make your first ever pledge of maybe $5 a month, whatever amount's right for you, do it now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you've been listening along saying to yourself, I'll pledge next time. Well, this is it. Today is your last weekday chance to pledge during Central Time and get your support in for this show during the membership drive.
So don't delay. join the community of people who come together to make great radio. That community includes you. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Jim from Portage Pledge says, WPR is my daily source for quality drive time. Thank you, Jim. Well, if we are your source for a great drive time or cooking time or whatever it happens to be, you count on us each and every day. Well, we count on you to support it, to keep it on the air, to pay for it with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A sustaining membership is convenient for you and it provides reliable funding for Wisconsin Public Radio. We've heard that sustainers really enjoy the convenience of that, and it's a great way to keep that pledge going. Set up ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You tune into WPR every single day. You listen to Central Time every afternoon and think of everything you learn. Think of everything you've shared with someone else because you heard it here on WPR. Make a pledge, become a member, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, this is it. We are done on Central Time for this pledge drive. 15 seconds from this moment, make your last second pledge right now at WPR.org or with a phone call to 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio.